From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France led an international call Sunday to preserve the two-state solution as the road to peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Lisa Bryant reports.
Speaking to representatives from more than 70 countries, including the United States, French President François Hollande defended Sunday's talks that critics have written off even before they started.
Je vous l'affirme ici.
Rather, Hollande said the real naïveté would be to think that a rapprochement between Israel and its neighbors would be possible without progress in Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
A closing declaration at the end of that meeting urged the two sides to restate their commitment to the two-state solution, disassociate themselves from those who reject that idea, and avoid taking one-sided actions that could hurt the talks. Monitors say artillery fire from Syrian government forces hit a crisis shelter Sunday near Damascus. They say at least 30 civilians were killed or wounded in that incident. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 7 civilians were killed and 2 wounded when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in an eastern border region. The Afghan Interior Ministry says the blast took place in the village of Bargholi in Nangarhar province. It was not immediately clear who planted the bomb. A spokesman for Ghanaian President-elect Adama Barrow confirmed Sunday that his inauguration will take place on January 19th, despite incumbent President Yahya Jammeh's refusal to step down from office. Barrow flew to Senegal after the West African Regional Bloc, ECOWAS, failed to persuade Mr. Jammeh to hand over power when his current term ends. This is VOA News. A U.S. military unit Sunday staged a rehearsal for this week's inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. Trump takes the oath of office as the 45th U.S. president on Friday at noon. CIA Director John Brennan Sunday offered a stern parting message for Donald Trump. In an interview with Fox News Sunday, Brennan questioned the message sent to the world if the president-elect broadcasts that he does not have confidence in the U.S. intelligence agencies.
I think the world is watching now what Mr. Trump says and listening very carefully. If he doesn't have confidence in the intelligence community, what signal does that send to our partners and allies as well as our adversaries?
Brennan rebuked Trump for comparing U.S. intelligence agencies to Nazi Germany. In an interview with the Times of London newspaper, President-elect Donald Trump called Britain's exit from the European Union a great thing. He suggested that other countries might follow Britain's lead and leave the EU. The president-elect said he had earlier called the NATO alliance obsolete because of its failure to deal with terrorism. He again said that some NATO nations are not paying their fair share for alliance protection. Trump said Russia's intervention in Syria has been bad for the humanitarian situation there. He said he would propose ending sanctions on Russia in exchange for a nuclear arms reduction agreement, among other things. And he said he would appoint his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to help broker a settlement between the Israelis and Palestinians. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus says it is shutting down in May, closing what it has promoted as the greatest show on earth after 146 years. Executives at Feld Entertainment said the circus is closing for a variety of reasons, declining ticket sales after stopping its elephant show, changing entertainment tastes, high operating costs, and prolonged battles with animal rights groups. Brian Wilson works for one of those groups, the Animal Rights Foundation of Florida.
We would be on the happy side because Ringling Brothers cruelty is finally coming to a definite end. For more than 20 years, we've been protesting here in the Central Florida area. For more than 30 years, the activist community has been telling the public about what really goes on behind the scenes. And for more than 14 decades, Ringling Brothers have been abusing and killing their animal performers.
Ringling Brothers has two touring circuses and will perform 30 shows in major cities before ending operations on May 21st. Serbia's president says his government is ready to send troops to Kosovo to protect Serbian nationals if necessary. The comment follows a war of words that erupted between Kosovar and Serbian officials when a train painted with the words "Kosovo is Serbia" was stopped Saturday from entering Kosovo. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.